Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
Thank you.
Yeah. shit go up and down. That bitch, 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 that bitch can't bounce like that. That bitch can't pull up, 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 pull up. Make that shit go up.
Give me what I want. Can you all hear me? Hi, what's going on? We are live, back on the air for another installment of the show, honey. This is the number one station in ballroom history where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the time, honey. You can definitely get it. Okay, baby? Where you definitely won't have any feedback, anybody talking over each other, and sounding like a bunch of motherfucking hyenas. How the fuck are you doing here tonight? I am here tonight, and I'm going to start my shit tonight. Because it seems like every time I turn around, the girls always want to have my name, Miss Thing. Why do y'all always want to have my name? Keep my name out your mouth, Mistake. It's just so much, Mistake. My name should be like shit in your mouth, Mistake. Especially the girls always want to have my name, Mistake, and always want to see so much about Kelly, and Kelly this, and Kelly that, and Kelly, like Kelly, 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 Kelly. Oh, yes, honey. But, you know, I'm definitely going to address that issue. I'm waiting for the rest of my co-hosts to call in here. I see we already have the legendary Mother Divine on. We're going to bring her on in a minute. I'm waiting for my girlfriend, Miss London, to hit me up on Facebook and tell me she's online. I'm waiting for the iconic father, Rodney Prodigy, to definitely get up on this phone line. We're definitely going to get the madness started. You know, it was two balls this weekend. It was a ball in Atlanta. That almost didn't happen. It was a ball in Detroit for $1,000 performance where everyone got chopped, Mistake. But before I get into all of that, let me go and bring my legendary sister on, honey. We're going to wait for London and Rodney and RR to call in here, and then we'll bring them on when they get on the line. But first, for now, we have the legendary Banshee Cunt Bitch herself, honey, Mother Divine Chanel.
The legendary West Coast Mother,
I'm just a god,
Diva, Divine,
I'm just a god.
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's going on, Divine, honey? Hold on, Rodney just pressed one. Let's ring Rodney on.
I now welcome you, the legendary, iconic, overall father, Prodigy.
Right.
Rodney.
Oh.
Realness.
Oh.
Urban.
Right.
Let's go.
What's you, what's you?
Rodney.
Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, well. Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, well.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Rodney.
What's going on? What's going on?
Oh, what's going on, honey? What's going on? Baby, we are definitely here. We are definitely live on the air. Before we get into recapping the balls, you know, it's just a lot of things. You know, I called Rodney, and I texted Rodney earlier, because it's... What? Honey? Oh, hold on. London is live on the air, honey. She just hit me up on Facebook. Hold on. Hello, my lovely cast. Hello.
Hello,
darling. How are you doing?
Hello, I bloody missed you all.
Yes, we miss you too.
Lovely. Are we going to get to the recaps?
Yes, we're definitely going to get to the recap. But this is what I want to get to before we get into the recap. Because, you know, I told y'all, you know, I have no shade. I have no shade with anybody. you know, having their, you know, their little shows and doing their shows. But it just works me to say that, you know, the girls always have my name and not Milan and not Camaro. But, like, Miss Tempest, I would just be gagging. It's all, something is always about Kelly out of Miss Tempest's mouth, Miss Thang. Like, I just, it just pickles me, Miss Thang, that she always has to have my name in her mouth. And I'm gagging that, you know, at that. And then I'm also gagging that after me and Shay Shay walked face, like, a month ago, I think it was, in Atlanta, we talked and we was everything, and then I hear on the show tonight, on the other little show, Miss Thang, that she felt some type of way that Vito picked me over her. Miss Thang, I'm like, I'm really gagging at that, Miss Thang. If it wasn't your night, it wasn't your night. Every night is not a bitch night, Miss Thang. Like, why are you going to get mad at Vito because he picked me over you? I guess it's an Atlanta thing. If you're from Atlanta, you must pick the Atlanta girls. So that's why the girls is on, or was, you know, it's such a pickle, and it's so much shade and everything going on. I'm really gagging at that. It wasn't her night that night. It wasn't her night that night when I won over her, just like it wasn't Tempest night the night I won over Tempest.
Okay.
Girls, don't get mad because it's my night and I went over you. Don't get mad at that. It just wasn't your night. Don't get mad at the judges and thinking shade and all types of things. It wasn't your night, girl. Okay? How you doing? But let's get into this recap of
Let's get into the hit and run ball. I mean, the catch me if you can ball.
Hit and run? Oh, you are so shady. So what did you hear about the ball, Miss London?
So when first Friday?
Oh, my God! Sorry, London, we can't go to yet. We gotta go talk about First Fridays. So
yeah.
I went to First Fridays this weekend. Oh my God! What I tell you, I was gagging. I was just saying, you know, it was two balls out of state, so maybe the girls went to that ball. This is the first time I was ever at a First Fridays, and it really wasn't jam packed. Like that to capacity, but, you know, it was all right. But I walked in the building, and as soon as I walked in the building, the girls is grabbing me. As soon as I come through the building, like, girl, it is a fight going on, Miss Thang. I think Rocky is a prodigy. Rodney? He's just Rocky. Well, Rocky rocked motherfucking Africa, Ebony 007. Rocked him on up at First Friday. As soon as I came through the building, they had Africa in the little bar area. They was trying to get Rocky out the building, bitch. Rocky had bust his lip. He ain't Africa having no shirt, mister. I was gagging. 2 weekends in a row, Africa got beat. I mean, he got beat at the awards ball at Mace by Dexter or whatever. Then he went to Philly and got beat by Rocky. It was just a fucking mess, honey.
I need to let Africa know she can take a beating for me, a couple.
Baby, it was a mess. It was a mess. And so then they had the categories, and the categories were really cute. I got to say grand prize to Chance Couture for definitely winning Butch Realness. Grand prize to Danny Couture for winning Thug Realness. I don't know that prodigy femme queen name from Baltimore. She used to be Mother Dior. Miss Thang is real as rain, Miss Thang. Grand prize to her for femme queen realness. Grand prize to the little drag that won drag's performance. The 007 child that won the performance category. I think they said he's from Detroit or in the Midwest area. Definitely won the cash. So grand prize to him, definitely for winning the cash. Grand prize to the prodigy team for the sex siren category at the Breakfast Ball. Grand prize to the House of Existence for the realness as a house segment of the thing. And then it was a whole number fight that happened after all of that when the Vogue Femme was going on and the realness with the twist thing was going on and somebody maced the place and everything. It was just a gagger, honey. Kevin was still chanting with the mace in his throat and everything. So I definitely got to give it up to Kevin for definitely doing his thing with the mace in his voice. And he still did his thing, so, you know, I definitely got to give it up to him for that. Compass is outside. I know y'all seen the recap on Facebook with myself and Ballroom Throwbacks. So, you know, the cops was definitely out in the building. I ain't got to
come out
there.
You guys looked a little scared.
Yeah, baby. I was gagging. The cops, they came riding up on the sidewalk, honey, and they was he came in the video and everything with us, and, you know, it was cute. Baby, but, you know, other than that, you know, I enjoyed myself, and I enjoyed myself in Philadelphia. I had a wonderful time with all my boys in Philadelphia, Father Jay, Father Mike, Quan, Danny, and all the rest of my boys that was up in that building with me. It was definitely a cute weekend, honey. So, you know, and that was about it. And I need to also address something, because I keep telling y'all girls, mistake. I keep telling y'all, I don't know the garçon child, I don't remember his name, but the garçon child is in the sex siren room, because, you know, I'm all over the place, mistake, okay, baby, to tell the prodigy, to say to the prodigy boys that they were so thirsty to win that they had to get up all on me so I can break the tie and give it to them, mistake. They didn't have to get up all on me for me to have to break the tie and give it to them, baby. I was going to give it to them regardless if they got on me or not, because they were sexier over the other team. So, faggot, stop trying it when y'all in these rooms, because, bitch, I get every motherfucking beat. You tired motherfucking saga chew. Okay? How you doing? But that was it for Philadelphia. So now let's go to Detroit.
And wait, I just... say one thing about the Philadelphia drugs. You know how they stand there and try to get their turns, and then they win, and they walk away just like a faggot.
London, your mouth is really being shady tonight, honey. You must be had a long weekend.
No, I'm just being rude, you know.
Oh, honey, you was at the children tonight. Well, let's talk about the Bull and Detroit. Rodney Devine, what did y'all hear about the Bull in Detroit? London.
Oh, hello, Devine. Hello, Rodney.
Hey, London. What's going on? I heard that the $1,000 for over the all performance, I guess, well, vote from whichever it was. That everybody, I heard that from God. She told me everybody deserves to get chopped. It wasn't a thing of saving the money or keeping the money or stuff like that. Like everybody did deserve to get chopped, and they were chopped accordingly. I heard that Faith, people got chopped, that Raven won. They said that some people wanted to chop Raven, but they didn't, but she won. And the promoter, this is what I know, got the promoter for that category, left during the Faith category. Because of the people that she was looking to see wasn't there or whatever it may be, but she didn't want to give her money out. They called her and told her that she still was owed that money that she won, whoever they thought it was going to be or not.
So basically, Raven won the 500, and the Butch Queen Face category only gave out 250,
right,
and he was supposed to get 1,000.
He was sponsored by somebody, but he felt as though she should get something. But to my knowledge, if a promoter is the promoter of the ball, you are ultimately responsible for giving out. If it says 500, if the promoter leaves, if the sponsor person leaves, she still should have got 500. But, you know what I'm saying?
TJ was on Facebook with his $1,000 that he had. What happened to that?
Right. Mm-hmm. You're right. I'm sure TJ will be calling in shortly.
But you know what? This is what kills me. And this is another thing. And this is another thing that we have to talk about in these rooms, that we need to talk about in these room, in that room, Rodney. And I need to bring up. I haven't talked since I got back, added back to the room. But these sponsored categories by sponsored people, it's becoming ridiculous. Okay, if somebody's going to sponsor a category at your ball, I think you need to have that money in advance, not the night of the ball or anything, because it's becoming ridiculous, because whoever they think should have won or shouldn't won, they don't want to give out their money, or they want to give out a majority of their money. I think that is horrible. I don't think people should have balls, and you want to be having sponsored categories. That's my opinion about it. If you can't give out your own money, bitch, why the fuck are you having a ball? But go ahead, y'all finish recapping, honey.
And also,
yeah, there was like 100 people in the building.
You know, he the table had drink. The tables were $100. They said, you know, he had stuff on the tables for $100, so it wasn't, you know, a total nothing there. The issue that he had was the participation or support from his own house.
There was only three Mizrahis there.
Right.
I heard that too. That was a gagger to me. When you have, I know it's not a lot of members. I know from being a Mizrahi that it's not a lot of members in the Detroit, but you definitely do have the surrounding areas within the 2-3 hour radius of the ball. And I think that all of them should. It's not like TJ just came out and started promoting this ball yesterday. This ball has been promoted for over, like, the last 4 months. I think that he should have had outpouring support from his house. I actually did. That's just my opinion. Not personal, just my opinion. Okay,
you
got an overall Midwest mother and father, and you got a chapter in Chicago and Kentucky and Indiana and stuff. Why not, you know, y'all like 3 hours away, why not drive and support this man for his function? I really don't understand.
Everything's cash.
A lot of categories is cash, but they said he gave out all the cash. The only problem was that with the Raven and the 250 and all the girls got chopped. Since we're talking about all the girls getting chopped, I never knew bitches getting chopped for not knowing their words and their production. The only time I ever heard of people getting chopped for not knowing their words and their production is when you had to do a safe for sex message and, you know, of that nature. And that was at the Latex Bowl. I never heard of people getting chopped for not knowing the words to their Vogue Femme production.
But why wouldn't you know? You should get chopped. It looks bad.
Well, some people, it'd be last-minute things, honey. You know, you make a production at the last minute, and you know, you say, well, bitch, let me get out here. I really wasn't going to work, but let me get out here. What do you think about that, Rodney and Divine?
I think if it's $1,000 and you're using your production as part of your thing, if you don't know the words, that means you're not prepared for it. It means you're not giving $1,000 worthy. I mean, at first I was like, no, like, you know, but I think you should be taught.
I agree. If it ain't worth it, then why let them come out there when somebody else that may have had a production that was worth $5,000? Is you going to put them, slate them next to somebody that was whose production was worth $50?
Yeah, well. I do understand.
You're just introducing the team and you join numbers that they had to battle. So that's a difference in the Rumbles and actually preparing for a presentation for judges for $1,000 to be awarded to you.
Let me see. Did it state that? TJ, if you're out there, you listening, I want you on the phone because I want to know, did it state that on the flyer? And before it turns 12 o'clock, I would just like to wish my legendary sister, the overall Midwest mother, Tyana Ebony, a happy birthday. It's definitely her birthday. I would like to also wish Kiana from Jersey, now in Atlanta, honey, icon, a happy birthday. Today is her birthday also, honey. And all the rest of you girls that's on my Facebook status that I don't know, that listens to the show and everything, and it's your birthday today, I would like to wish y'all a happy birthday also.
Debbie?
Yes.
I have a copy of the actual ball flyer, and I'm going to read it to you.
Read it to me. Also, and overall, Mother Vivian Garcon, today is her birthday also. I would like to wish her a happy birthday also.
Happy birthday, Viv.
I'm gonna skip about to the most important parts of it. Grand prize, open to all, $1,000 on it. If you're walking this category, I advise you to be at the ball on time with a 2 to 3 minute production. Productions need to be turned in before the ball starts. Then it goes down. It says, give the jury $1,000 performance. And in parentheses, it says, make sure you know your words.
It says it on the flyer, so a chop is a chop. It says it. And so, girls, I'm sorry for you girls, honey. They didn't know your words, honey. Hold on, we have two callers. 832-491. You're live on the air on the recap show. 832-491. You're live on the air.
I just wanted to call in and listen, so I was letting you guys know I was on the line.
Okay, thank you, Maya, for just listening. If you want to say something, Maya, please definitely press 1.
I wonder what
Maya, do you have a poem for Easter?
No, I don't have any poems right now.
Love it, you always try that. Hold on, I'll put you on hold, Maya. Hold on. Our other co-host is here. It's the legendary pioneer himself, R. Chanel International.
And I'll tell you exactly how it went.
What's the recap? We won it from the guard.
Okay, now the ball had its crowd. It wasn't the crowd that he expected from all the traveling he's been doing over the last couple of months, all the ass kissing he's been doing over the last couple of months, all the helps he's been helping all these other people thinking they was going to return the favor. He did not get the same favor back in return. But before the ball started, I make sure anybody having a ball here have their cash up front for any category. Because to have a ball, you have to go through Goddess and her girls. So he had all his money. The girls got chopped for performance, for that Open to All performance, which was $1,000, and my daughter was included because they came up there and did not know their words. If you don't know your words, then it's a chop. But especially for $1,000, you just not going to walk down and start peanut butter motherfucking to a CD and really not on cue with what they said on the CD. And then at the very end of the CD, you had to say, catch me if you can, before you started voguing. That's the only thing the girls knew what to say was at the end when it was time to vogue, catch me if you can, and then they start voguing. But what pissed me off with the judges on the panel at that time, those girls didn't know they were through the whole motherfucking thing, but they didn't chop them until after they didn't let them vogue for 10 minutes. And then say, oh, well, I'm chopping because they didn't know the words. Bitch, you knew they didn't know the words 5 minutes ago when they was up there peanut butter mother and fucking standing in the middle of the runway. So that money was not given out. But all the other cash that was supposed to be given out, he gave not that much drama. It was, you know, it was a decent ball. He got through all his categories. You know, you have some people that don't like people being on panels. So when they chop, it's always a, why he on the panel? He ain't nobody. You're always going to have that because you have those people that don't see the person you put up there. But I keep telling people, you cannot tell somebody who to put up on their panel. Because they paying for this event. So if they put a whole bunch of straight people up there, it's their event. They could put them up there if they want to. Because that's who's in there. You know, I had the glitz and glamour of the mother, Ms. Rahi, with all them goddamn stones and shit everywhere. Y'all know how she do it. The participation was minimal. But every category was called and every category was walked. Whether or not one person walked or two persons walked, it still was walked. Let's go to the face category. The face category, it was a total of 3 people that walked, and it was for $500, sponsored by Dickie Dior, who's not in the ballroom scene. She's a pageant girl.
So when she
put her money up, she said she told TJ to say 3 or more months walk for the cash. Now, I don't know how true that is, but I got into her after the fact because she got up and left the panel after the first half. She got up and she left without paying out anything. And at this point, Raven had already won. But like I told her, you sat up there, you did not chop her, so therefore you're obligated to give her that $500. The rest of those people sat up there and gave her her tens, but Mario Tiana was fake bitching. They sat up there turning their lips up, rolling their ass, but they didn't chop her. So she got her 10s, even though they didn't see it. And I pulled them to the side later on that night once they got off that panel, and I told them, if you don't see the bitch girlfriend or not, let her know you don't see it so she won't be walking all over the continent getting thinking she's serving these girls' faith and the girls really not seeing it. So it didn't like the way he was judging, and it was just a big old mishap. But naturally, you know, we got everything under control and straightened everything out, and the ball went on, and it ended. Shit, it was all right. It was what it was, but he didn't get the participation that he expected. He didn't get the support from his house that he should have, which was bad, but it is what it is. So ask away, shit. Ask me anything you want to know, because I'll tell you flat out.
You got it. We want to hear. You gave us, like, the little nice style. Like I told you, you're changing. But we would like to, Kelly, Vengeance said he needs to be brought on.
Oh, hold on. Wait.
So, Goddess, you're saying that the $1,000 was giving out?
No, the $1,000 wasn't given out. It was only two people that walked for the $1,000. It was an Evisu child and it was a Rodeo up in Drags. Neither one of them knew their words, but they sat there and let them go through their whole productions and started voguing and then said, well, no, it's a chop because they didn't know their words. You should have chopped them before they got to the end of their thing, said, catch me if you can, and started voguing because they didn't know their words that whole time. Don't let them start voguing and thinking they're getting through or getting their tens and they throwing themselves on the floor. Then you say it's a chop, but then they vogue was cute, but you didn't chop them because you said they didn't know their words. But no, that $1,000 wasn't given out, but he had it.
What Linda was asking earlier was
for the $250, so that's what he gave her. Had she waited for her $500, he wouldn't have had no choice but to give her $500 because I told him, bitch, he was responsible for that. But Raven said she would take $250 since wasn't nobody else walking because the other two people got chopped. It was a Chanel. And I want to say an Evisu from St. Louis. Both of them got chopped. And so when I talked to Ms. Vicky, she said she would have gave it to one of the other two boys before she gave it to Raven. But she had the opportunity to chop Raven and did not. So TJ gave Raven what she opted out for. And she would have fought for her $500. He wouldn't have had no choice but to give her $500 out of his money because he didn't give away the $1,000. But Raven said, since you giving it to me out of your money, just give me $250, at least give me $250. And that's what he gave her. Now, that's what I was told. That's the story that I was told from TJ, and Raven was happy with the $250.
Hold on, stay right there. We got a whole bunch of Detroit and Chicago callers now. 330-652, you're live on the air.
What it do? This is Marquis.
What's going on?
Hey, Marquis.
How you doing?
I don't like you.
I don't like you either. But anyway, back to what she was saying. First off, this is directed to y'all, to Kelly, Rodney, and all y'all. This is directed straight to y'all. It's no disrespect. It's no beef. But before y'all always go on the show, and I know y'all got the power to mute people, to hang up on people, and everything else, but y'all are really wrong. Y'all really, like, hypocritical because y'all sit up on this radio station and y'all downplay people. And Kelly, you was supposed to be TJ's mother or something like that or whatever the case may be. You wouldn't even show up. Whatever the case may be, y'all be everywhere else around the world. And this boy has been and traveling and everything. But y'all sit on this radio station, boss hogging and loud talking and deleting people and muting people so they can't finish what the fuck they want to say. And I'm going to say what I got to say because, no, hold on. London, no, I don't even want to hear nothing you got to say either. Because first and foremost, you don't listen. You don't listen very well. Because she told you 12 times $1,000 didn't get it, gave out. And then on top of that, y'all sit on this phone, and like I said, y'all sit on this radio show, and y'all downplay people. And y'all didn't even show up to the bar, but y'all sit up and say, well, you heard this, you heard that. Won't you wait and get it from the source first before you go and do that? That's bad business. And y'all supposed to be legends and icons? Y'all ain't right.
First of all, Marquise, first of all, okay,
right.
I was on my way. I was coming to Detroit. TJ knows exactly why I did not make it to Detroit. I come to Detroit if Janice is having something, if Garland is having something, and if TJ is having something. I will make it my business to get to Detroit, okay? And I didn't get this story firsthand. I spoke with TJ today, and I spoke with TJ. And when I come on this radio show, I do not come on this radio show as TJ's mother. I come up here as a personality, and I'm going to recap the ball just the way it is given to me. The same thing with Andre's $10,000 ball. I was filming this right here at that time, and I read Andre pay his $10,000 ball. It is nothing personal. This is business. I'm not TJ's mother when I come and do this radio station.
Pay it.
But TJ is live. TJ is definitely live on the air.
He came on here like the voice of people.
Oh, TJ, you're live on the air.
What's going on, y'all? I had 10 crispy $100 bills in my hand doing the category. The two people walked with Missy Evisu and Akilah Rodeo. They didn't know their words. Missy coming when she tried to do a Laura stunt, came from off the balcony down some ladder, and she was slipping down the ladder, and she didn't know her. Janie said, okay, well, when she got shot, it was because they asked her why she got shot. Janie said, well, honey, well, how about this? Redo the whole production. If you want to redo the whole production and you know your words, go ahead and redo it. Ron, Drama, Evisu said, no pay. And she said, oh, now we paying it. But if the girl knew her words, we would be paying it. Then Akilah came out. Akilah didn't know her words, neither she got chopped. So that covers that. As far as every other category in London that I put on the flyer that I was going to pay out, I paid out. $300 for realness, over the R realness went to Avengers. Me and Avengers
I was basically talking about that 1,000 that you have.
The 1,000 for performance?
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody won it because they didn't deliver what they were asked for. But every past category was paid out. Now, as far as Faith category didn't get paid. Well, Faith category didn't get paid $500 because, yes, me and Raven talked multiple times now because yesterday was a controversy about it, too. When it was brought to my attention that she didn't get her money, I went looking for Dickie. Dickie had left by then. He had pulled out. I'm calling Dickie. I'm like, Dickie, okay, where you at? Can you turn around? He was at church. So I told Raven, hold on 1 second. I'm going to get him back here for your cash. Hold on. So about 25 minutes went by. Dickie still hasn't made it back. He was at church. Raven and Beecham, who was up front, I just had a conversation about the bond. She was like, well, can they at least give me $250? So at this time, Beecham would come to me like, well, what are we going to do about Raven? Because she just had a conversation, and she said at least wants $250 because she didn't battle anyone. I said, okay, well, let me find out what's going on. I pulled Raven to the back and talked to her. And Raven was like, okay, fine. Well, the $250 is sufficient for me. I'll take that. I want the $250 at least. I got something. I could have been like any other promoter at this time and just walked out the bar and paid it and said, you need to see such and such about your money. I could have just walked out the door, but I didn't do that because that was wrong. This girl did come out here and walk. Regardless if the judges did not chop her or not, if she didn't deserve it or not, it's too late now to say that because this girl won. She got the trophy, and the flyer clearly states, three or more must walk to get cash, not three or more must walk and get 10 to receive cash. So at the end of the day, Raven did not get $500. She got $250, which I paid out of my pocket, which is what she and me came to an agreement on. Now, if there's a problem with it and Raven doesn't have a problem, I mean, if Raven has a problem with it, it's like, okay, me and Raven had this conversation multiple times, so if she had a problem with it, I feel she should have told me right then and there when we were at the polls yesterday on the phone call and everything.
Bloody. Wait, to go off topic, TJ, you sound a little bit like Maya.
Well, I'm not Maya Angelou. My voice and everything is not back. A few people do know after the ball, I did have an anxiety attack. So my asthma and everything has been messing with me the last 2 days.
TJ, can you please address the fact to Marquise about me coming to your ball?
Oh, okay. Kelly and me did have a conversation at the bar. Well, not at the ball, before the ball. The flights were ridiculously, ridiculously, ridiculously high. There was no way possible for her to get a flight. Literally over $1,200 for a flight.
Because my suitcase was packed ever. My suitcase was packed ever since motherfucking Thursday to come to Detroit. Baby, you know how to miss a good time in Detroit.
We was trying for deals and everything. So Kelly is one. What other?
See, I was coming to Detroit because I wanted to come. I wanted to come play with the football players after Garnet's wreck.
You won't call them no football players no more. After what I seen 2 weekends ago in New York, girl, boom, them motherfucking linebacking niggas that y'all, the girls down there think because they got long hair that they cute. Baby, no, the water must be harsh because they look so rough.
Guys, I was waiting for you to come back on last week after you hung up, baby. Me and Garden let me so down last week after I won 400. We was in that foyer, and Garden was reading the monkeys in New York.
Can you hear me?
Wait, TJ, I didn't come. I went to church with Dickie Dior.
Yes.
I'm going to fuck you up. So go ahead, JD.
Hey, everybody. How's everybody doing on the phone, Ryan, Kelly, all the listeners and stuff? The whole weekend was really nice. TJ, like, we have a group up here called the Hot Boys. A lot of them probably know and stuff like that. Like, they had some parties going on. And then TJ, he had, like, little stuff playing also on. The whole weekend was really nice. I thought the ball was very... I say low in attendance, to use a proper word, and considering the fact that everyone always has so much to say about the balls in Detroit and in Chicago and just in the Midwest period, I found it very funny that, you know, people have so much to say about different functions, but a lot of people went down to Atlanta, and that, from what I understand, the venue was never even paid for. But here we had a person that had a function, that had a successful function for what it's worth, that had the money, that was willing to give it out, and we had very low participation. So it's just kind of like, it's really funny when you think about the irony of things that people say and the way that stuff happens in the scene. But, you know, it is what it is. Like everybody said, he did give out his cash for the people who were there and participated. The chops were very well warranted. Nobody just got chopped because of whatever reason. I was on the second half panel, which was part of the grand prize and stuff like that, and it went very much so accordingly. And the reason, Goddess was saying that she felt like we let them get through it, but the reason that I let them get through it is because a lot of times people have something to say if you the first person to react. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, you know, I know it's already been flack surrounding her function, so I'm going to give my judgment, but I'm not going to be the first one to give my judgment. So that's the way that it went, because a lot of people tend to take my judgment so harshly, and I didn't want them to say, because it was my daughter's function, oh, she chopped them so they wouldn't give away the money. It was nothing like that. The people who got chopped, they were explained to. I made sure everyone stopped and explained their votes, explained their chops, or however. So all of that was done. I felt like that went very, very well. Like I said, Andrew gave out everything that he was supposed to. The only really bad thing was the fact that people were not there to partake in fun and partake in the time. And that's really the only issue that I could say can be affected. But he had the wine, he had the liquor, he had the sandwiches, he had the tables. So it was just, it just wasn't really well supported like he thought it was going to be.
So, James, what do you think about the lack thereof of the Chicago and the OKI in Kentucky area of Memphis not attending TJ's ball?
Okay, one, you know, just to keep it real, and I'm not going to go there on anybody directly, but Kelly, you know this from being a Mizrahi, where I stand on that, and this is why I'm so selective about the functions that I go to and about the places where I go, because, like I said, here is we have functions that's good where the money is ready to give out to people and people pick and choose. Me, myself, personally, I don't really have that problem. I have a good support system or whatever down through the years that my ball has built up its reputation and stuff. But I think that I thought that it was kind of disrespectful in the fact that he is one of our house leaders. And I know you can't make it to every function. Lord knows I can't. And I never even tried. But I did feel like someone should have came. A lot of times, if I can't make it somewhere, I make sure that my kids go, because it's
Hold on, Jimmy. Is that all? Are you putting up teleport on me? Is that him?
Excuse me?
Oh, I don't know.
Is that you coughing like that?
I'm not coughing at all.
Okay, somebody. Sorry, I thought you got a cold. I thought it might have been you. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jimmy.
I thought that it was just a bit rude. I'll say that. You know, nothing personal, but I thought that it was a bit rude, considering, like I said, this child had been on the Greyhound, on the train, you know, trying to go around, trying to promote, trying to play kind of ballroom politics, and in the end, it kind of blew up in his face, and that's why I told him, you need to kind of draw back from being so available to people and running here and running there, because when it all boils down to it, people are going to do what they want to do, period. And they're not going to do it because of any backroom deals or because of any sideline favors. They're still going to do what they're going to do, and it's just going
to
be that.
Let me say something about that. I don't think that that's so true, because this young man showed great dedication and devotion to putting his ball together. And for those naysayers who didn't believe he could pull it off, now that they know he's the type of person that comes correctly, his next function will have a better turnout, because people will definitely choose his over the next person, because he has proven to be the type of person to give a function that has credibility. So all his work is not done in vain. His name has credibility now, where people will support him, you know. So I don't think that statement is so true.
No. I wasn't saying that his, you know, as far as his name or whatever. I was saying as far as just the lack of the people not coming in that aspect. But definitely
not. And then
not,
also what you might want to take into consideration. And I'm not trying to say that you're wrong in what you're saying, because you're not. You know, you're valid in what you're saying, because that's what you feel you need to say. But there's been a lot of balls in the last 4 weeks, you know, and a lot of people were just balled out, and a lot of people were financially not stable enough to make heavy functions.
And, you know, you're absolutely right, and that's what I told him. I told him, at the end of the day, you appreciate the people who were there to share in that moment, and don't worry about the people that weren't, because, again, everything is not subject for everybody. So I told him that, and I told him, you know, don't walk away with any bitterness or anything, because it was what it was, and it's going to be what it's going to be.
And I don't think that he's upset at the fact of his turnout, because I'm sure he had a decent turnout. I think he's more upset at the backlash of all the effort he put into it, but yet and still people want to backlash. And there's really nothing to backlash about, because he did everything that he could possibly do to make the ball a really successful ball. And like any other ball, you know, there's always
trying
to see something.
Is he still on the line?
I'm still here.
Hello. No, TJ, you know, I'm not trying to be shady or anything like that. I'm just very outspoken. And I respect you, because you promote it a lot for the ball. But don't you think it was your responsibility to handle the 500 since Dickie Dior left?
Well, with Dickie sitting on the panel right there with the cash in his bag, I didn't see a problem with the girl getting paid who won. I really thought that it would have got paid right in there. As soon as I found out it didn't get paid, that's when I sprung into action trying to locate Dickie to get it paid.
Well, that just goes back to what Kelly said as far as someone sponsoring a category. You know, the person probably needs to just get you know, the money as the person arrives at the ball or a day before?
No, I think if somebody tells you, if somebody tells you that they're going to sponsor, if somebody's going to tell you, this is how I feel about the situation. If somebody tells me that they're going to sponsor a category at my function, I want the money. When you tell me that you're going to sponsor this category, I want the money right then and there. I can use that money. I can take that money and I'll use it for something else, for the ball, and then it becomes my responsibility to make sure the night of that function that I do handle that responsibility and then make sure that money is paid out. Not a, the day of the ball, a night before the ball, no, because people back out. You, if my word is my bond, that's all I have. So you need to give me that money up front. Whatever I do with that money, I'm going to make sure it's paid out and those people get that money. If at the end of the night, if I wait until the night of the ball and the money is not handed out, it becomes my responsibility to make sure that that person gets paid and for me to get that money back from those other people if they didn't give it to me prior in advance.
How? Now, I'm going back. I'm going back to Janice, to be fair, because she's fake bitching right now. With the support of all these Mizrahis just here in the OKI and all 2,500 of them in Chicago, at least a good 10 of them should have arrived and supported this young man, which was not. But I bet you $5 they was in Atlanta. Yeah. They break their necks to get away across the globe instead of supporting these people right here in the universe. They, it's a fool because they trying to be the it girls over there instead of trying to secure their position in this globe. You understand what I'm saying? And that's the problem with some of these ballroom girls. Everybody feel like, I got to run to Atlanta, I got to run to New York. And then when you come to your own region, the girls don't see you. I walk in New York, I walk in Atlanta, who gives a fuck? You walking here now, so now what? You got top. Then they have a problem. But if he should have, he's been promoting that ball since motherfucking October. That's when he started promoting that ball. And every motherfucking leader in the Midwest, starting with Larry, starting with Ray Ray and Q and Kima and whatever the rest of them is, they knew that boy was having a function. And they should have supported him in some kind of way. I think they were wrong. They did wrong because he breaks his neck and do special services for everybody. And when I say special services, the girls know what I'm saying.
I do agree with you. Don't get me wrong. But also, I am but one person, and I'm my own bitch. I can only speak for me and my circle. I'm not going to sit up on this phone and banter those people. Those people know exactly how I feel. We have a group that I spoke openly about. I wasn't the only person that spoke openly about it. But am I going to sit on the radio and bash them? No, because I've already got my point across.
Well, I'm bashing. Fuck it. His feelings was hurt. His motherfucking feelings was hurt because I talked to him at the end of the night. And his feelings was hurt because his own house did not support him. And that was bad because he supports every motherfucking body. He do what he can for all those Mizrahis. So I think personally, a lot of them owe him a personal apology as to why they did not come. They don't have to give no explanation, but I do think they owe him an apology because he supports and do a lot of things, special services for a lot of them.
Do you think
nothing from them?
Do you think this is one of the things that can cause a person to leave their house and go to another house?
You know what? Things like this is a reason why people leave because they feel like they have no support.
It would be RR, but I'm gonna tell you this. TJ knows that I love him, and he's in this house due to part of my bloodline and my connection with that house. So TJ is not going anywhere. Does he have his feelings? Yes, he does. But TJ has the rock solid support, love, and backing of me. And in this word, in this time, in this space, that's all he needs.
TJ, do you want to say something to your fellow house members while they're listening and not pressing one?
I want to let everyone, if anybody's right here listening, don't take it back that I'm reading the house or however you know it likes to get construed.
It's going to be said. You already know that. Just go ahead.
TJ, no, we're not going to do that, and you know why we're not going to do that, because it has been people before TJ that have said how they feel and voiced their opinion, And the girls think just because people around me that they're outspoken and they get put out the house. We're not gonna do that. We're not gonna do that here. Because I already know where it's gonna, I already know how it's gonna go. We're not gonna do that.
But no, Kelly, he's not, no. Kelly, he came on this radio show and he knew that all of this stuff was gonna be a topic. So when you call in here, you open yourself up for that. Of course we're not gonna sit here and bash our family and our fellow house members, but they know exactly how we feel. Everybody is privy to this information because conversations about this very topic has been taking part in our house groups all day. So TJ has the right to address anything that he wants to, and no one should feel a certain type of way, because at the end of the day, everybody knows how this radio station goes. And if you call in, you open yourself up. So TJ, you answer every question respectfully and responsibly.
Well, go ahead, TJ. Mother has spoken.
Okay. Like I said, I don't want anyone to think it has already been brought up. I'm not leaving the house, regardless if they supported me or not. I didn't come to the house looking for support or nobody to do nothing for me. I've always been independent when I first started everything. That's one thing Janie's teaching, but always been independent. Yes, I did feel a certain type of way that from the head down, no one but three members out of my whole house, like, people came up to me, took pictures of the Mizrahi table, like, bitch, I can't believe there was no Mizrahi in the building. But three. Yeah, I did think it was a big disrespect. And then on top of it, you got a million people calling you all day long, asking you, oh, what is my category card for? I'm on the way. We about to leave Chicago. We about to leave here. We on the way. So you thinking, okay, my house will be here in support. The ball comes, dark is going. Not a single one of the people who called said they were on the way or said they were coming weeks and prior to and days of and before it never showed up. So I think it was a big sign of disrespect. Yes. Am I salty about it? Yes. Am I going to hold a grudge about it? No, because it's to be paid. The ball has gone and passed. I've been flooded with many messages in my inbox of why they didn't come or not. I haven't read them. I'm not going to respond to them. I'm just going to delete them because I don't care about them. I'm still not going to make a difference to me now.
Okay. Anybody else got anything to say? What? I'm not making I have no comments. I have no opinions on anything, honey. You know, me and all the girlfriends, honey. I don't want the girls attacking me again, honey.
Well, I just want to thank TJ and Janice for calling in. I'm going to place y'all back on home.
Thank you, Kelly, for being so diplomatic. I appreciate that.
Yes, thank you, sister. Also, we're going to place y'all back on hold. No, we're not even going to place y'all back on hold because I still got some more Detroit and Chicago callers up here. So hold on,
okay,
y'all.
Okay, I'm going to
stay on. Hold on. 317-370, your live on the air.
Yo, what's up, everybody? I came to give my recap of the ball in Detroit. You know, everybody who's on the live said what happened. I just want to give a shout-out to my house, give a shout-out to TJ, because I really enjoyed myself in Detroit. It was my first time a party with Janice. You know, TJ have all of his cash. His tables was nice. The drinks in the building got everybody linked. Like everybody said, if the attendance was up, it really would have been a nice ball. That's why the gag was on everybody who went to Atlanta, because our ball was over and the ball in Atlanta hadn't even started. And I won $300. So, I mean, you know, I had fun. I want to shout out my sister, Layla Rodeo. She won. My father, Opie Rodeo, won. My brother, Damon Rodeo, won. My sister, Akila Rodeo, won. So, you know, we really had fun. I've seen a lot of people. I met some new people. So, overall, for us, a nice bar. It just would have been a lot better if a lot more people would have came, and that's the problem now. And everybody wanna why our ballroom scene is so fucked up. It's because of shade like this. And everybody keep hollering about they want to get it together. But, look, we pull the shenanigans like this, and we're always going to be in the dark. We're always going to be stuck in one spot. So,
what we need to do is they really need to get these motherfucking ballroom date room up and running. What we really need to do is stop having multiple balls in multiple cities on the same motherfucking date. That's what we need to get done.
Yeah, that is what needs to be done.
because it's ridiculous, and you have to pick and choose what board you want to go to and all types of things. I think it's horrible. I think we need to go back to back in the days, bitch, honey, like back in the days when our them used to walk and be out there and everything at the Mark Ballroom and stuff when the balls was popping, honey, and I had to save my little $10 for motherfucking allowance to go to the next ball, honey, bitch. And by the time the next ball came, I was still $5 short, and that was 6 months later. But go ahead, Vengeance.
Okay, and for all the kids who want to read and say that TJ did not want to give out his cash, I am here. I was there at the ball this time. This is not nothing I heard. He specifically placed $300 in my hand in cash money. It was not no rain checks. It was not no stunning money. It was not fake. It was real cash. So he did have all of his coins. Like everybody said, the thousand open to all performance, they were a fool. They deserve to get chopped. And I agree with it. If I was on the panel, I would have chopped them too. I mean, if you look a fool, it says bring us $1,000 Vogue performance, and you don't even know the words to your production. That's the biggest fool of the night. But you know, like I said, I really did enjoy myself in Detroit. I wish a lot of more people could have been there though. But other than that, the bar was nice. I was nice and fucked up with everybody and joined the Dirty D. You know.
That was good.
Okay, so
I got a question this guy sent over, honey, from somebody. They said, what do you think about the Detroit Misses now?
Right.
Who the answer that to?
Vengeance, are you there?
Oh, yes.
Somebody sent me over a message on Facebook, and they said, what do you think about the Detroit Misses now?
What I can say, the Mizrahis that I did meet in Detroit, they did treat me with very nice hospitality. You know, I am a firm believer of the Mizrahis, and the Mizrahis that I met, shall I say, in Detroit. And whenever there's a function that has their name on it, best believe I will be in the building always.
I know that's right, honey. I want to thank you for definitely calling in, Vengeance. Phone lines have definitely lit up, and everybody has to say tonight, honey. Thank you, Vengeance, for definitely calling in.
Oh, of course, you know, and please place me back on hold because I might have.
The next caller we have is, hold on, let me see, the next caller we have is 252-373, you're live on the air. 252-373, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. You're live on the air. 404-698, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. 313-808, you're live on the air.
Here.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, hey, London. Mr.
Hey,
LB,
what's going on?
Hello.
Oh, hey, Eric, sorry. Hey, Eric, how you doing?
I'm all right. I just wanted to tag off of what Goddess said. Goddess, Dorian Chanel won runway. And also, I wanted to say I had a really, really, really nice time at TJ's ball. TJ Mizrahi is someone, he's a leader as far as the House of Mizrahi. He's under Janice, who's a wonderful leader as far as the Mizrahis is concerned. And when it comes to people who give balls, TJ is a walker. And you can respect someone who walks their category, and he's a winner in his category. So he's someone that I would definitely attend his function. So I just had to give a shout-out to TJ. It's not easy giving a ball, and you're under Janice, and I'm sure she's helping you as best she can. But trust me when I tell you, I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed hanging out with Berlin at the runway. I enjoyed seeing Father Derek Chanel, Father DeMario Prodigy, Mother Raven Couture, Mother Tati Couture, Sebastian, a whole lot of people that were there who supported you, TJ. And you are definitely someone who definitely is someone who can give a ball, and I would definitely attend. So just want to say I had a great time, and a shout-out to y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, the next caller we have is Marquise, you're back on the line.
Oh, yeah, y'all mute. I told y'all that's all the fuck y'all do is mute me.
All the fuck y'all doing, what are you doing? So much. I'm as ignorant as everybody else.
You sound bitter on the radio.
Hey, man, you shut your soft ass up, Janice. You getting soft on me.
You gotta do better, Marquis.
No, you gotta do better, Janice, because you soft as hell. You and my mammy. Y'all both soft. Y'all get on this radio show and be soft as two motherfucking left kitties. What the hell wrong with y'all? Well, you wait till my daddy Tim come home.
Whatever your gripes and your issues is your issue. So
you
have
no mother. I'm born in Ohio. That's my motherfucking issue. Come down here and give me some sex then, goddammit.
Wait a minute. It's going a whole nother way. Get back on top.
Put him back on hold.
Oh, put you on hold. Yeah, I don't want to be on y'all phone line anyway. Y'all late.
That's you.
I'm pissed at you. I ain't got two words to say to you. I'll talk to you next year. I ain't talking to you right now. We beefing right now.
Who?
Me and you.
Why?
I tell you when we talk. We'll talk. We beefing.
And you know, I probably get that too. We call on the phone during the week, right?
Yeah, that's why I said we'll talk.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah, I probably get there.
But I was letting you have it in the first part, too, when I was talking to Kelly and everybody else. I was letting you use it on that part.
And I told you, we only go by what we heard until the person comes on the line and tell us the actual facts. That's what we do. We go by what we heard. But I wouldn't say Atlanta because I was actually there.
Maybe you know what? Maybe I am bitter. I am probably bitter. I ain't even bitter. It's just that it's sad that people go and support people and understand there is a different ball in a different state, or sometimes it's more than one ball in a different state, and people have to choose which ball they have to go to. And I understand that. But when it comes down to it, just like Janie said and just like my mama said, and TJ, you know you're going to be asked these questions. So I'm going to voice my opinion. I feel like that if I had a ball and no Ebony showed up, it'll be period point blank for them. For real, on some gangster shit, I'd be the fuck on down. But that's my personal opinion. That's my personal
but it wasn't
opinion.
No Ebony in the building either.
Yeah, it was. It was three of us there. Same old day. Ms. Ryan's was there, so we was even, baby. We was motherfucking even. Shit, what you talking about? Shit, what you talking about? We was even. It was three Ebony's, three Ms. Raheem's. So what? But it wasn't my ball, though. It wasn't an Ebony ball.
I know, I'm not knocking my nephew.
I'm still proud of my nephew for trying. But I told him, just like y'all say y'all told him, quit kissing these nothing motherfucking people asses, doing shit for people and trying to help people out. Yeah, he's trying to make a name for himself. Maybe he did go about it the wrong way a little bit, but that's okay. It's a learning experience, and he learned from it. This time around, next year, if he have another ball, he'll know who the fuck to roll with and quit rolling with these fake-ass motherfuckers that ain't got your back. Because a lot of people fake. A lot of people smile in your face, and I ain't for that fake shit. And y'all know it. I ain't for it. Just like y'all ain't for it, I ain't for it either.
Marquis, rule number one, don't attack hosts on the show.
I attack any hoe I want to attack. Any hoe. I said it. H-O-E. Hoe. Y'all call, like Kelly, you call people girls. I'm not a girl. I'm a man. Don't call me no girl. Y'all don't want me calling y'all no fellas, so don't say girl. It is what it is. Get respected. You ain't got to like me, but you will respect me. Now, that's the goddamn truth. Learn my roots or you will get the fucking boot. Hello,
my
boots.
I'm
going to
be eating some little pepper chicken and macaroni and cheese and something, macaroni salad. Honey, I pay you no mind.
Kelly, what up? Any day, Kelly. Me and you, baby.
Deal with your ass when I get back to Chicago or Detroit.
Baby, fuck, you had a chance in Ohio.
I want you. I want your daughter.
And you're too big to be fighting on my little bitty daughter.
Right.
And I love you. And I love you like a crackhead of a rock. But right is right, wrong is wrong. We're gonna keep it gangster, cause y'all know I'm gonna voice my opinion. Ain't no bitch gonna check me.
Who gonna check you, bro?
So no, you won't. Just all you gotta do is mute me like you did the last time.
I didn't mute you. I'm not running the switchboard.
Whoever muted me, they shouldn't have muted me.
You got to do better, Marquis.
Oh, we have other
I ain't doing better with nothing.
You got some high blood pressure, medicine.
I don't have high blood pressure.
Marquis, we're going to let you go. We're about to transition over to
I'm going to bed. I got to go to work at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I want to hear about Atlanta.
Fuck Atlanta. Ain't nobody show up. The ball started at 6 o'clock.
Don't break some balls.
But you're stopping yourself bitter.
I ain't bitter.
Okay, Marquis, go home.
Do we have some more callers, please?
Stop, we're not going to take no more calls right now. We're going to transition over into Atlanta. Janice and Garlis, y'all can stay there on the phone lines, and TJ, y'all can stay on the phone lines with us. We're going to transition over into Atlanta. Rodney, take it away.
All right.
Atlanta, got to Atlanta, went to my hotel, was relaxing, you know, my cocktail throw me some Ciroc, you know, some guac coconut and some pineapple juice. I was just chilling, getting in Baltimore, calling the kids, and everybody was okay, getting ready for the ball, you know. They were playing the first category for 9 p.m. So everybody, you know, getting themselves situated and stuff, calling around, different stuff like that. So then I received a text that says, ball has been moved back to 10. Okay? So, in the midst of that, you know, people were arriving at the actual venue. So I was receiving other texts from other people that were there or out in the parking lot of the ball or whatever, saying, ball is canceled. So by that time, Marcus Gasol and Neil 007 and Ray J. Ogden, everybody, we was having a drink there. Came over to the room, so we was all drinking. And it was like, did you hear the ball was canceled? I was like, yes. And we heard it was canceled. So we was like, you know, we just started drinking. So we was like, okay, let's go to the back of the factory and have some drinks or whatever. Fuck it, whatever. So then we got a text again saying that they're going to try to relocate the venue. They're on the phone with 708 and stuff like that. So, you know, he's in the process of working that out, whatever, whatever. But then we got the okay, the ball will be at the club after the club, at 708 after the club was over. So we knew that was giving range, you know, 5 o'clock. So everybody was just, you know, kind of okay with that. So we went to the club, had a good time, went to the Jackie Factory, had a good time, whatever. After that, we went to the ball. People definitely who were coming earlier, half of the people, over half, changed their mind, apparently. It was still a nice crowd, still an okay crowd. You know, the people still came out, Ms. Rahe, Prodigy, Blahnik, McGlare, Garthoff, Balenciaga. I mean, people, my houses were still represented in there. And, I'm still kind of hoarse, and I still got to go to this apartment. So everybody, you know, everybody still had a good time. They had all the money. They gave out all the cash, all the categories that were there. Because we just doing the ball, we're not doing all the instances that happened and stuff like that. So, you know, congrats to some of the winners. I won Legendary Realness. I don't know if you've seen V2 that won overall performance of 500. I've never seen him before, but he definitely performed. And the V2 also won Version. Blahnik won Sex Siren.
Ronnie, the chat room said they can't really hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm kind of hoarse, so I can't really take this up. Hello?
Yeah. I'm sorry, switchboard. I didn't get your message. I was too busy eating this food, honey. It was so good.
Hey. Did y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, it was some, Sex Island was nice, Legendary Realness, you had myself, you had Faith, you had Brandon, you had Camaro, we all walked, Legendary Realness, category was closed, but for the categories that wanted to be walked, if people didn't bring it, they just opened it up so everybody could still get a chance to participate, so, you know, that was, you know, pretty much it. Was a few altercations to do back and forth about different categories and things like that. So it's definitely going to be a ball vibe, with a little drama, with a little, you know what I'm saying, but the ball went on.
Oh, well, I heard it was a scandal with the best dress category that RJ read some of the girls because they was out of season. I heard it was a scandal with the Femme Queen got chopped for Femme Queen face because she had pads on and stuff. What's the tea with all of that, Rodney?
Well, you know, Fred, he is very old school as far as with him being around Femme Queens, for growing up and having them in his house and stuff like that. So he felt once you become a Femme Queen that you shouldn't pad or you shouldn't have padding on. So when the Milan young lady came out for Femme Queen face, we asked her when she padded, and she said yes, and so he chopped her.
I know a legendary film queen that pads. But go ahead.
And, you know, some of the ball stuff going on. And people, they say in retaliation, I mean, I'm going by what's being said, in retaliation, when Alana, Mother Chanel from Chicago, came out to Vogue, she was shocked for her performance. But I did get from the person that chopped it up. She didn't, you know, as a legendary for performance, she didn't go into a dip. So she didn't give him all five elements, so he chopped her. So that turned into a big, you know, a little altercation for the moment. But then we resumed the ball as well. And before the ball was over, we had like four or five categories left. And performance was the 500. We didn't get to that yet, and the promoters of the ball of the club was going to shut it down. But I went to them myself and asked them, could he give us another half an hour? And he held it open for longer to get finished out of the category. So.
I know that's right. So if anybody is on the phone lines from Atlanta, y'all have anything to say about the recap that happened this weekend, feel free to definitely press 1. The phone lines are definitely open. We have a caller. 733, you're live on the air.
I'm not about to waste my time with Kenya. She is dead as far as I'm concerned. I mean, she doesn't listen. She alienates everybody. I mean, she's
basketball wife.
678-733, you're live on the air.
You know what, Kenya? Keep going.
Hold on, y'all. We're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to come back after this commercial break, and we're going to take some more callers. This weekend in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, La Asia and Nikki is definitely going to be having a ball, honey, this weekend in Florida, honey, and they're giving away $1,500 for tag team performance. They got face categories for cash. They got runway categories for cash, honey. They got realness category for cash. It's going down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And I'll be in the building. Hold on.
La Asia Milan and Nikki Couture present the International World Affairs Ball Series, Chapter 1. Grand prize, $1,500. Tag team performance, the Emperor's Court. Mini brand number 1. $500. Female figure face. Battle of the lovely queens of Egypt. Mini grand number 2. Female figure realness. You're as real as the Nile. Mini grand number 3. $500 with a $5 pop. What queen runway? Battle of the plague. Mini grand number 4. $500 with a $5 pop. Which queen face? Painted versus unpainted. As well as a host of other cash categories. That's this Saturday, April 14th, in the Fort Lauderdale area. The address, 2930 Hollywood Boulevard, Hollywood, Florida. Just minutes away from the Fort Lauderdale Airport. Doors open at 5 p.m. LSS at 6. This ball will start early at 7. Be on time. Your master of ceremonies are the legendary Deshaun Ubisu and the legendary Cassandra Ebony. For more information, contact Lee Asia Milan or Nikki Couture on Facebook.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icons. Jack Mizrahi and icon Jay Manolo Blahnik. DJ Legendary Vonalore. Grand prize $1,500. Bush Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini grand prize. Vogue set, mini grand prize, $500, Butch Queen European runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure, two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Butch Queen face, one trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye, male figure versus female figure, two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, team streetwear, one trophy, one cash award of $300, and 13 other $100 categories. The fourth annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there.
We're definitely back from our commercial breaks, honey. If you want to advertise yourself, your boy,
wait,
your party,
wait,
definitely hit me up on Facebook, honey, and we'll get that popping for you, honey. What about that Midwest Fabulosity? Yeah, because I hear they be doing a lot of reading and shading and all types of things in that Midwest Fabulosity group. Honey, I hear the girls have a lot to say, honey. Oh, and I also want to say congratulations to the new mother of Chicago, LaToya Couture, for winning Sex Siren this weekend.
Yeah, she did. She looks good, too.
Yeah, so I want to say congratulations to her on her win this week, honey. This is a lot. Honey, hold on. I have another caller. Rodney, you're back. 313-808, you're live on the air.
Oh, this is still me, Kelly. I was just sitting still on
hold. Private caller, stop pressing one. We don't take private callers. I let London play with y'all last week. We're not playing with y'all tonight.
Wait.
Okay, honey. Yeah, honey, we are definitely up in the building. So if anybody out there, everybody has so much to say about this Atlanta function and everything, but it seems like no one pressing one now to want to talk about it, honey. But I just love how when it's a ball in the Midwest, honey, it takes the whole show, baby. The Midwest get it popping, honey.
Because that's where it's at.
So when is the Rodeo Ball going to be, Gardens? Gardens.
Asking you a question. She's here.
Where Rodney
at? Yeah,
Rodney.
Okay.
Hello.
So why aren't we talking about the legendary Clint not paying for the venue?
I'm here.
I am too.
Well, go ahead, London. Get it popping, girl. Get it started.
Oh,
so
I just heard that
talk about in the venue.
What?
But I don't. I'm very, controversial, and everything.
From my understanding, that's how I'm better now.
Let me say what you say, Roddy. Let me say what. I don't understand how, a lot of people is reading that he didn't pay for the venue and all types of things, but he secured another venue, so it had to be some money there. Roddy.
Okay. From what I was told, Clint was supposed to come down to clarify that in the past, from past events that he has thrown there with the promoters, they have a report together, and the guy did confess that he could bring the money, earlier before the ball started. But of course, once he got there, they were going back and forth or whatever, and one of these promoters for the club just changed his mind at the end, so he didn't want to be involved anymore. He changed his mind.
Yeah, that's why you always get a contract.
Right. When you have done business for so long, people, I guess you have that business rapport that everything is okay and everything, whatever, but at that moment, at that time, it might have been a business lapse, a professional lapse, I would say, but because of the former businesses and other things that he's done, being out of balls, like other fairs at the private parties, all the type of stuff that he's done with the same person, that he probably felt that he was okay because he actually did what the guy asked him to do.
Right.
Some people say that he didn't have the money and he didn't know.
So you're saying that he tried to get the contract the same day of the ball?
I mean, well, he said he had a verbal agreement with the guy. So they said the state of Georgia, a verbal contract, a verbal agreement is still binding on the court of law.
It sure is, honey.
But
it really is, honey.
But
at the end of the day, honey, he still had his function. All the cash was given out. The girls had a good time. It wasn't the crowd that he expected because due to the change of the time and everything. But it was definitely a fabulous function, I heard, you know, and all the money was definitely given out. The same thing with TJ Ball. It wasn't a large crowd, but all the money was definitely given out, and the girls had a great time. So,
right.
Really nice. Can't complain. You really can't complain because, bitch, you go to people's balls, bitch, and you don't have a good time, and all the money's not given out, and bitches want to read and complain. Like, what the fuck? You
right.
Can't win for losing with these girls.
Okay, so I have a question.
Go ahead, my love.
So what is that with Camaro overall half father Blahnik? Walking legendary realness when he's not legendary for realness.
Well, you have some people that feel that he is. He feels that he is. He felt like he was doing that way. So I've been accused of having a personal vendetta or a personal attack on his legendary status. So on the Blahnik show, I rescinded my comments, rescinded my own, and I accepted him into the legendary fold. But some people are still saying he's not. Some people saying, like he said, those same people that were saying he's not are the same people that were coming up to him saying, congratulations, good job, you're legendary, you're this and that, and then behind his back saying no. So I guess I was the ambassador voice of realness that everybody looked up to and wasn't scared to say what they were saying to me. So just like we do on panels, we always say we see somebody who's not legendary, we see somebody who don't have faith, and we see somebody who don't have this, and none of us shop them because we're always the bad guy from the beginning. But then when they give up the money unfairly, then we want to say, hey, Rodney, why you didn't shop them? Oh, Kelly, why you didn't shop them? Oh, God, why you didn't shop them? Because we're always the ones that shop everybody. So they got the finger on us, they got the bullet on us, the same different stuff. So that's how is going these days.
Bloody, that was a lot.
Yeah. Any more questions, Andy? Also, hello?
Yes.
Also, the Blahnik, Tempest has put a decree out. Please do not shade the house of Blahnik. If you have a personal beef with individuals in the house, please do not shake their whole house and continue to put their tables in the back of the ball. That's from Overall Mother.
Did you say Temperance wrote, please don't put our tables at the back of the bus?
No. At the back of the runway. When they pay, she said, they pay first, come out there, you know, in their alliance in Atlanta. You pay, wherever you pay, that's where you get situated. And you go, how they pay after their house, and they were mistreated, and still sat in the back of the ball, at this ball. They already knew about the New York ball, but and another major ball, as far as this ball this weekend, the comic book ball, they were placed in the back table as well. They want to make sure there's not a trend or a punishment to the House of Blahnik for something that another person might be doing, and she's being punished because, you know, saying that's her house, but she wants, you know, everybody please pick them according to where they pay their money and not out of cruelty or shade.
Wow, so the Blahniks are really being segregated.
You said why or are they? Do you feel that they are?
I said wow, they are.
Oh, okay. Wow.
We don't have any callers.
No, we don't have any callers. No, everybody's just listening.
Just listening. Yes, he's talking about the ball and not the drama behind the different little arguments and stuff. I guess people don't want to
hear
that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nobody don't want to talk about it, honey. Everybody's just listening. Everybody just want to listen to us talk.
So, Kelly.
Nobody wants to say anything, honey.
So, Kelly.
Yes?
What is it that Temperance was supposed to have said out of her mouth about you?
It's just like every time I just turn around, it's always something about Kelly something and Kelly this, and like, why is everything is all about Kelly? And then they
well, give me an
why.
Example. You're saying Kelly this and Kelly that. Just say one thing. I just want to know
what it was. I don't been on this show for so long, and it was I forgot what it was. It was basically about me and Shay Shay walking phase and Vito voting over her and Shay Shay feeling some type of way. And everybody, and she keeps making references to Kelly walking and Kelly. But why is it always about Kelly? And then this is why Milan wonder why I attack and do the things that I do. Because, no, him and Camaro is not doing anything. But they have to realize, when you look at things, you look at things as a whole. Y'all are a group, so when one person do something, the whole group has to get attacked.
But Kelly, when someone talks about you on and on, they admire you. So, you know, just pay her.
Oh, I'm over it now, honey. I'm on to the next.
Speaking about the other show, wasn't Shani supposed to call in and go off?
Oh, I don't know. I hear she's back to be in Ebony now. Has anybody heard anything about that? Why is everybody falling out?
Right.
Y'all fell out when I said she's back to be in Ebony.
Somebody is falling out.
I don't like that.
Who's that that has copper tenues?
Somebody is keep cackling over there. But that is a Kiki. Oh my God. OMG. But I love all the girls and all the girls are kind.
I love all the girls, but all the girls aren't kind.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
In reference to that, I just got a text about that. In reference to that, when your name was mentioned, it wasn't an attack on you. It was to reference to when you and Shay battled and Vito voted for you over Shay Shay. And then Tiffany says, with that thought, a retaliation with Flair being upset that Vito voted for you. And so, do they feel like it was a Milan Chanel Shay attack?
But I don't understand what was the problem. What was the problem with everybody? Why do they feel some type of way? Because Vito picked me. It's the battle.
She was using that as a reference for people I knew. Is that Flair might have felt some kind of way because Vito voted for I'm getting back at Milan. That's what she was saying. And she was using that point as a reference,
okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know what they're going through and what's going on with the Milans and the Chanels and this voting and stuff, but baby, honey, I don't know. Honey, I was going, honey. But I'll be back out real soon. I'll be back in Atlanta real soon, honey. I'm coming to wake the building up, like I woke up the awards for.
But you said you missed most of your categories.
Yeah, when I tell you, it was so hot in the.
I know, I was there. It was.
See, when I tell you, when I got out that nun's outfit and went to the back, I thought I was totally putting on my tracksuit for Big Girl's Realness. When I was only actually supposed to be putting on my gown and my other fur to walk the face category, it was too hot, baby. Once I realized I fucked up, I wasn't going back over here. Well, my suitcase was all the way in the front. I was not going all the way back to the front. The truck all the way back to the back and checked
off. I heard you brought it old school. You had all your shit in a big old trunk.
Yes, I had my suitcase and I had my garment bag, my fur coat, honey. I brought it like back in the days in Lock Bowl when the girls used to come in with all their garment bags and the suitcases and the girls come with effects. Like, and you used to stand online. I used to stand online back in those days and be like, damn, why this bitch had to bring so much shit, bitch? And they searching through all this shit, bitch. It was very loud. But I really enjoyed myself.
But you were sitting at the awards ball. I got to give it to you. You really did rock the little ball head. It was cute for you.
Yes, I had to take. I took that note from the girl's book, honey. The ball head with the blonde lip. But I enjoyed myself. I'm glad everybody enjoyed themselves this weekend and everybody came out and definitely was in peace. And you know, there wasn't really too many arguments or too many fights and everything. We got to get back to the fun and to the ball. That's what we really need to do.
Rodney,
we need to get the fun back
this weekend.
And get the creativity back into this thing. Okay, a lot of the categories need to start making these kids think creatively and think outside of the box.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what they need to get to. That's what we
you
need
know
to get
what?
Back to.
Let me say this, you tell me if I'm
not
right or wrong.
What is the real deal with VO and Fred? It's all over Facebook. What's going on with them?
Well, they had a slight disagreement. And Fred, I guess Fred, one of the Milan girls, it was a Fem Queen that was wearing pads. And Fred felt like Fem Queens don't wear pads, so he chopped her. So she was walking face. So I guess Vito was feeling some type of way about that and decided to chop Alana Chanel, something to that extent, because he said if Fred wants to get technical, he'll get technical, and his technicality was that Alana was, she's a performance girl, but she had yet to dip before he gave her a pin, so he chopped her because she hadn't dipped yet, and then I guess when he chopped her, she started dipping. So, I don't know. That's somewhat of the story. So they've been going back and forth ever since. But they're kind of, good now. Some people that's going to just really go out for lunch and chat it out, father to father. I don't know.
So they cleared it up.
Awesome, glad.
Lovely.
So, Kelly, I was asking you, did you enjoy the silver and black runway at the awards ball? Because that was very creative category.
Yeah, I enjoyed the runway category. I definitely enjoyed the runway category. Definitely when these girls definitely bring effects that's out of the box. Oh, and I forgot to give a big shout-out to the House of LaCroix at Breakfast Club. Those girls, with their spring look, and they had to have a creative headpiece. They went all out on those creative headpieces that they had at the ball. Definitely a big shout out to House of Quality. Definitely did win grand prize for that category. But yeah, I love when the girls get creative and have to make headpieces and all types of things. And and they don't use costumes and stuff. And the girls really take their time with their effects and stuff. I love all of that. It's fun.
But you know what, too? Jack has a way of creating categories that owe Eric Bazaar creativity, and Jack has that mentality. Like, he really sits down and he really gets into his head when it comes to creating categories. So, yeah, I got to give Jack kudos on that. He definitely knows how to bring a category to life.
Definitely do bring things to life.
I like that realness category. I didn't know what everybody was getting. What was the realness category at the awards for, Rodney? Why are you laughing? Who's that laughing?
Who is laughing? I think that's somebody choking.
Oh, was you saying something?
Is Rodney still there?
Rodney!
Yes, I'm here.
I was asking you, what was the realness category at the awards ball? Because everybody, some was dressed like Muslims, and Camaro was dressed like a pope. What was it given?
For our category, for legendary rumors, and all the other rumors, everything was calling for different stuff. Like, one was calling for being from Africa, one was calling from Afghanistan, one was calling from Asia, different places for the rumors. For our one, Lee, Kelly, Cole, and Pussy, we all walk, was bringing a religious figure.
Oh, okay. I got to give it to Camaro, though. His costume was right. He was sitting. That costume was everything.
Yeah, I told him, I said he definitely had a nice effect.
Yeah, he had a nice effect. He really did.
Yeah. And I was kind of fun doing LHS, Elijah, Carl, myself, Fred, and Brandon out. So we battled for always. We had a good time. He was loading.
I know that's right.
I wish somebody would have taped you, so they would have used to. We had a good time. He was loading.
Somebody's smoking.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Divine.
That's Divine.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
Wasn't me, a chief assistant.
That was not me, but I am smoking, but that was not me coughing. I heard it too. Don't do that.
Baby. Oh my God, honey. Wait till that, my son. I'm going to add my son back to my page, honey. The girls are late. The girls don't never, nobody will never have, nobody will never want nothing to say, honey. It's crazy, honey. Maybe.
The girls, they really had on me line on the other show earlier, so.
Yeah. Everybody calm down now.
I don't know why they calmed down, honey.
They went at it.
I'm going to fire that. Oh, wait. Well, hold on. Oh, honey. Well, I'll be in Florida this week, honey. I'll definitely be in Florida, honey. So I'll definitely see everybody in Florida. Elijah, Milan, and Nikki Couture's ball this weekend in Florida. I will definitely be up in the building, honey. So, you know, I can't wait to see all the girls in the building.
Is there a flyer?
Why, you coming?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I can send you the flyer. I can put the flyer in your room. Hold on, let me go get it out the Couture page, honey, and I'll put it in your room. I would love to see you in the building, Miss London.
Lovely, but you won't see me.
Why? You say when you see me at the board, you want to tap us on our shoulder.
Oh. I'm no longer talking to
Why?
We're no longer girlfriends.
Oh, my God. What happened?
Our relationship expired 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my God.
Not expired.
Hold on. Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me see. Make sure everything is right. Hold on. I got to take that out. Okay, London, I put the flyer in your page. Okay?
Wait.
You don't got another bridge that you can walk tag team performance with?
Yeah, I think I do. I have two new members.
London, what did I do to you to make you take me out of your friend circle?
You know, you openly read me. You didn't read me in private. You openly read me.
I don't even recall reading you.
You read me. You said that you're a college degree and I'm a GED.
I said that. That's so horrible for someone to say to someone of your level and your stature. Who would say something of the sort?
That was so fair.
You know, that sounds nothing like me, London. I'm not shady like that.
Oh, my God.
I have the utmost respect for your educational background, as limited as it may be.
I want to thank R.R. for being a pioneer icon and, you know, and being here, being a part of our show. I want to thank all the icons. I want to thank Rodney for definitely being a part of this cast of this show. I want to thank Divine for being a part of this cast of this show. I also want to thank London for definitely being a cast member of this show, Mr. And I want to thank everybody else, all the pioneer from back in the days that I've seen that was at the awards board, and they tell me, they came up to me and they tell me they love the show and they love everybody that's on the cast of the show. I want to thank all y'all pioneer icons and legends that's, you know, that listens to the show. I want to thank all the listeners in the chat room that listens to the show, everybody that's on the phone lines, and everybody that downloads this show and listens to me, myself, and the rest of my cast. When y'all at work, honey, y'all hit me up and everything. I want to thank all of y'all for definitely letting us into y'all homes for these 4 hours that we be on this line. Because without y'all, it'll just be us here having a six-way conversation on the phone, just talking amongst ourselves, baby. Y'all make us happen, honey. And I love y'all for that.
And can you also let them know that...
I'm afraid for RR because he forgot what he said. Is that Alzheimer's kicking in?
I never forget what I said. I just gave you the benefit of the doubt because you was just so beneath me. I didn't want you to feel any lower. But since you want to be down where the dirt is, I can give it to you again, verbatim.
Oh, bloody. And if you want to talk about education, you spelled Chanel wrong a couple times. Didn't you open the house?
Oh, darling, at the end of the day, I don't know too many people that may not misspell a word when they're typing. So if you're going to read, make it something worthwhile, London. Don't bore me with your novelty. It's not cute for me, and it's not choice either. Respect your elders and learn your place. Stay in your lane before someone hits your bumper.
Chanel.
Oh, wow.
Now, back to what I was saying. I'd also, Kelly... You might want to remind the listeners and everyone that when we do the radio show, it's just a radio show. We do it out of fun. It's really no malice intended. So don't take it out.
Yeah, it's no shade.
You know, it's really not. And London and I, we can go at it and stuff. But trust and believe, I have no malice against London or anyone else. I'm not that type of person. Because at the end of the day, we're all doing this to amuse the listeners and to make sure that everybody just takes that whole day of stress off and just talk about what's going on.
Oh, but Milan made a little post the other day. He said that if you were a celebrity in the ballroom scene, who would you be?
I would be me.
What? I don't see your name in lights.
Oh, but I've still yours on a few memorial posters.
Bloody.
Yeah. It's obvious, London, that you don't know my history, because if you knew my history, you wouldn't even be trying to debate me, truthfully.
Does anyone else want to talk about the topic?
Is there a topic?
There was a topic before you rudely mumbled something.
Well, let's get back to the topic. What was the topic, London? Can you remember, or do you need some geek and sauna?
No. If you were a celebrity in the ballroom scene, who would you be? Divine, you said you would be Mary J. Blige, correct?
But you said in the ballroom scene.
If you were to be a celebrity.
You are celebrities in the ballroom scene, all right.
No, but not really.
You mean in the real world?
Yeah.
No, it didn't say that. It said, what celebrity do you, it didn't say you wanted to be, but it was like, do you not
think
resemble?
You are?
No, it didn't say anything about thinking that you are. It was one, it was like one, like, who you see your likeness in. Like, you see struggles that you've gone through and things that they've gone through, like, you know, which celebrity are you most like? It didn't say that you want it to be. It says which celebrity are do you feel that you are most like, not that you want it to be.
Bloody Divine, that voice sounded a little bit direct. Is it anger in there?
No. I'm loaded, Len. Don't go there. You know, I love you.
Well, London, since you have the topic,
it,
who would you be? Who would you be?
Who, me?
No, London.
I would either be Sharon Osbourne, the lovely lady, or Simon Cowell.
Okay.
Oh, man.
And Kelly, who would you be?
Who would you be? Do you still want to be you since now you got a better clarification of what it really means?
Yes, I would still be me because at the end of the day, I'm my only star. I don't pay homage to anybody.
Oh, God.
Lady.
Girl, go sit on a Tampax. Who else?
Sit bloody.
After all that clarification, do I still want to be me? Who else would I be? Be for real, mama. Get a grip. 5G, good gracious, girl.
Now, let's just stay on the yellow brick road. Don't go off the road. Let's stay on the yellow happy road. But no one really wants to talk tonight.
I'm getting ready to call it a night.
Rodney, it's always a pleasure.
Oh, likewise, sir.
But, I mean, ain't nobody pressing one, so, you know, it is 1:30, and I know everybody has to get up for work in the morning. Rodney has to get up for work in the morning. Devon has to get up for work in the morning. London has to get up for the stroll in the morning, so we about to get up out of here.
Wait, I got a question completely off.
Kelly,
off
I have a college degree.
That I want to ask.
Yes.
Where is Shaka Chanel at?
Shaka lives in Atlanta, Georgia now.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I don't know if I should have told you that. You might be looking for her.
No, I just haven't seen her in so long.
She's doing well, though. She's doing well. I spoke with her last week.
Okay, that's great.
I got to stop. Rodney, you told me that, too. I'm going to have to stop calling Butch Queen she. I'm going to stop doing that because that's not cute. He lives in Atlanta, and he's doing well. Yeah, I'm going to start doing that.
That's not, and I caught when Goddess came on the phone and she was talking about the trans man. She said, my son won over her.
Well, over here.
Yeah, I'm going to have to respect everybody.
I sent you a private message of how you spell Chanel, okay, sweetie?
London, kick my ass and throw me out a window. Let me die of a slow death because you're really wearing me the fuck out, girl.
And what did you say last week? Scratch your cat?
Yes, bitch. Scratch my cat. Meow. You're wearing me, girl. You're wearing me. You're always trying to find a read because you don't have your own. Get one. Be spontaneous, girl. Make it click. That's what reading is. Reading is being spontaneous. Can you be spontaneous?
I want to interview you.
You don't need to interview me, honey. If you want to know anything about me, Google me.
No, wait. The chat room, they want to know, is it true that you wear wigs and pull dates?
Is it true that I wear wigs and do what?
And pull dates.
Bitch. Can we move on?
No, that's...
I don't need to put on a wig to pull a date, and I don't need to be in disguise to not let people know who I am. I get boys, I get men, and looking just the way I look, I don't have to pull a stunt like you, Miss London.
So that's a no.
Yes, and I can actually
no
say that, yes.
I have no shame in my game.
Oh, Miss Thing. Girl, I can't wait to find out who you are.
And when you do, make sure you scratch my cat.
Oh.
Meow.
Are you really, like, so bored that you got to target me this evening for your humor?
No, we just actually felt like you got me last week, so it was actually a little bit of built-up anger.
Something. I wasn't even trying to read or get to you in any type of way. I was just being me. Like when you so spontaneous, when people call in, you always have something smart to say, even if it never makes
sense.
And since
everyone is so quiet, you know, I wanted to lighten up the show a little bit. I don't mind.
But if you're gonna do that, at least do it with some integrity, you know.
I have all the integrity.
Yeah, with a GED.
Lovely, and it's C-H-A-N-L.
No, it's C-H-A-N-E-L.
No, that's what you wrote to me.
Okay, sweetie. You know what I'm going to stop doing? I'm going to stop making your page hot, and let's see how many people you get to post.
Oh, please, because you're staring them away.
Yes.
I love you, London.
No,
it's no shame. No, I know. I'm not taking you serious. It's cute for you. It's cute for you. And I'm glad that you can use me as a sounding board to practice on so that you could get a little better, because a lot of these girls would eat you up because you're still learning.
I thought you were the shadiest.
No, there's many more. There's many more. But I was the first to win 6 years in a row. Ever.
Okay, so next.
Kelly.
Hey, is everyone just sitting there looking out their windows?
Exactly. Kelly? Kelly's not even there. Rodney went home a long time ago, right, Rodney? Divine's about to hit it. Switchboard, can we get Kelly back so we can wind this up? Because I do have to get up in the morning.
All righty, I was getting ready to take a bath.
Where's Kelly?
Kelly.
Hello?
Yes, sweetie. We're killing time. It makes no sense. Let's just call it a night.
Yes, we're killing time. Let's call it a night, honey. Divine, can you say goodnight to the girls?
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
London.
Nighty-night. Love you all.
Okay. I'm the
letter
baby.
Love me, and whatever alleyway you go in, please make sure you've hopped in.
Bitch. Okay, now you gotta get the boot, bitch. You don't steal my lines, honey. We do not steal my lines, honey. You have your strip, and I have mine, okay?
That's her problem. She don't know how to stay in her lane.
She's trying to steal the girls' lives, honey. Don't do it, Miss London, honey, okay? Baby, I am the legendary overall mother, Kelly Couture. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. We'll be live back here tomorrow night with the legendary mother, Divine Chanel, and Hot Topics Tuesday, and the pioneer icon, R.R. Chanel International, honey. And London and myself, if he fails to call in tomorrow. I love y'all all for loving me. Please don't forget to tune in on Wednesday night for State of Emergency Episode 9 with the legendary, iconic founder, Jasmine Couture. Honey, we will definitely be going down. I love y'all all for loving me. Good night.